This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradun. This is part 41 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, having successfully fought off not one, but two monsters to rescue the mutilated Archon, Hope, the party has returned to the hold and now prepare themselves to build the weapon they are going to need to fight off Kavort.
What happens once we're cleared for duty again?
So once you're cleared for duty, which is 12 or so hours later.
Gotta be fast. There's a huge demon portal in the sky. We gotta be fast.
We don't even know so if it's a huge demon portal in the sky as it is just a giant eldritch deity.
That's true. There's a huge eldritch portal in the sky. We have to be fast.
Portal in the sky with diamonds.
Yeah, something like that.
Speaking of the sky, you can still see streaks of iridescent and golden light as the two gods of this land continue to try and ward off Kavort.
Our job was basically take the pothole and use it to basically what? Figure out how to fire the laser at Kavort?
No.
Yeah, you've also got to build the thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has started to be built. You three have been assigned to help finish it.
Right. Well, I've never built something as powerful as some sort of magic propulsion device.
I think we're building a giant screw-off cannon laser thing.
Have to build it?
I have a lot of experience with gunpowder.
No, we're not using gunpowder.
Oh.
I think I would be better as ammunition and a weapon as opposed to building it.
No. You know how we got the sun? We're going to basically use that to create like a laser beam.
Oh.
But we have to...
But what if instead we made Magnus into a human cannonball and we just shot at Kavort?
Given that...
And then he flies out and he's got his mace in one hand and he's got his flail in the other hand and he's like, "Rah!" And he hits him in the eye.
Given that two gods are currently having issues taking on Kavort, and while I have full faith and confidence in Magnus's abilities to kick butt in the name of the Dernia and Paradun in general, I somehow doubt that he's going to have much success.
Nah, you've got it right, Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
See? No problems at all. Nothing to worry about. All right, let's go find out where this big old cannon is.
It's at the top of the Watcher's Tower, which is the tallest tower in the hold.
Leg day.
There is an elevator that has been set up.
Oh, thank God.
Magnus is walking.
Transport goods to and from.
Good, I'm using the elevator.
Amadeus is on the goods elevator and us two are like running up.
Yeah.
Keeping pace with it.
There is currently Dyson Sphere on the platform with you. Not that you would know what a Dyson Sphere is.
It also means nothing to me, Liz.
Basically, it's a big old metal sphere that is designed to harvest the power from a sun.
Okay.
Supposed to be the ultimate expression of solar power.
It looks like one of those kids' toys that you can expand.
One of those. Basically, you are currently traveling up with
a big metal sphere
with the
sun inside.
Yeah.
Huh.
Magnus is walking up. I'm not taking the elevator.
Yeah, Magnus and Tanwyn are running up the staircase.
We can beat it!
We're keeping pace with the elevator.
The athletics checks then.
Whereas Amadeus has just confiscated like a random chair and been, I'm going to sit and go up in the elevator with this big metal.
That's only 14 on athletics.
Oh, that's a 16.
As much as you would like to beat the elevator up, you are having to go basically in circles upwards where he is going just straight up. By the time
we hit Nikes.
Come back here, you cheater!
By the time you hit the second floor of this 4 or 5 story tower, it's no longer in sight.
We've overtaken it.
You stick your head out the window and look down. It's not there. You look up at a floor and a half above you.
Quickly, faster! He's cheating somehow. No, Amadeus is using magic to make it go faster.
No, there's just a Goliath working the wind chop there.
Yes!
Even we can't compete with Goliaths.
So there's just a big 8 foot tall bald guy just working a giant crank.
You get up there and Amadeus has moved his chair off the elevator out of the way while people are setting things up. And he's just calmly like reading his book when the two of you get up there.
Oh, nothing like a good morning run. All right. What's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There are up here, that will be interesting for later.
Oh God.
8 arcane technicians up here.
Hello, gentlemen.
Greeblings.
Well as a massive metal frame that looks like several things are going to need to be slotted into it, well as it is basically just a bare metal frame.
And a Goliath, apparently.
Whose whole job is work the elevator.
Yeah. All right, there. We've been sent up by Amethyst to help you all with the big weapon, although I'm not really sure what we can do. You all look like you're much more qualified than we are.
The head technician, a human woman by the name of Marjorie Walks.
Marjorie Walks.
She's this middle-aged, shoulder-length, blonde, starting to turn silver curly hair with these massive round glasses with 4 additional magnification lenses attached to them.
Nice.
All of which are up, except the ones that don't, because they're stuck to her face. Right. As for what you will be doing, she points at Tanwyn and Magnus. The two of you will be muscle. You'll be lifting the heavy things and putting them in place.
Fantastic. That's what we're good.
Points at Amadeus. You'll be helping us with the magic and the enchanting and the planning of this thing.
Oh, God. All right. Sure. I can do that.
Amadeus has been working out. How about we swap?
No. No. Dear gods in heaven, no.
One last leg day. For luck.
Tanwyn, I say this as your friend, but take a long walk off a short pier. Please.
Well, there's the edge of the tower right there.
It's lovely to hear you call me your friend. You're my friend, too.
Andy! Now, let's... okay, sure.
Is Marjorie off?
I think Marjorie could be our friend. I think it depends on how hard we work, to be honest.
Okay.
So you'd better start giving us some heavy things to push around.
Yeah, I'm about to. The heart of Incant Ra needs to go... she points to the spherical metal cage that Dyson Sphere needs to be slotted in before they start adding all the extra paneling and stuff.
I remember the heart well.
Yes.
It's a lovely piece of equipment.
Some of the other technicians have pulled you aside and starting to show you the plans. And yeah, no, it's going to be fully enclosed. It's designed to be fired once, maybe twice. They're not doing anything, the ideas of potentially reloading or cooling this thing. It's just...
or shock absorbers.
Yeah, it's just, this is going to fire once, maybe twice, destroy itself, because chances are you won't get a second shot. It's almost definitely you won't get a third.
Okay, cool. Well, that's...
That's not because of the design of the thing. That's because of, well, everything else.
Yeah, Amadeus is like, oh... God damn it. Why is it always suicide mission of last? Okay, fine.
There's a jittery looking halfling who...
What?
with just this oversized brimmed cap that he's full on tied weights to the brim so that the brim pulls away from his face. Well, it shouldn't hurt you if it explodes. Shouldn't. Unless things go horribly wrong. In which case, we have other problems to deal with.
Okay, so no, I'm not going to say that. I have positive thoughts. Amadeus, channel your inner Tanwyn. Channel, don't. Positive thoughts. Please, dear God, what are my positive thoughts?
She moves into your field of vision and just gives you like a double thumbs up.
Magnus immediately behind.
As for the plans for this thing, from the looks of it, they are going to be using the Heart of Incant Ra as power source and the laser producer. They're going to be setting up a bunch of enchanted magnification lenses to
channel the laser.
Yeah, and they're going between the fragments of the Trollstone crown and the oracular eyes, going to lock on to Kavor, and then at the end of this laser turret contraption, you just see a crudely drawn book.
Oh, the plot hole.
Yeah.
Cool. So what do you need me to enchant and or shenanigan?
There is a pile of unenchanted glass circles nearby.
Ah, oh, that's going to be tiring.
Yeah, you will be working with the three of us to enchant these.
Sweet. I assume I have instructions for that because this is not my usual wheelhouse.
You'll do great, Armadillas.
There is also one set to the side that presumably is the example piece, as well as 4 or 5 sets of enchanting tools, which are magic chisels.
I am not trained in magic tools.
Yeah, they basically carve the enchantments into the glass.
Fair enough. You know, get started with them doing that.
And for listeners that are just like, they'll break the glass, it is not with a hammer and chisel. They essentially look like fountain pens, but...
Like an etching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that there's similar tools in real life for doing that kind of thing.
Yeah. Are you proficient in calligraphy supplies?
Oh,
let me...
Because I feel like as an archivist, you probably should be, or former archivist, because that will be the proficiency that this is based off of.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. What is going to happen now is I'm going to get 5 different checks from everyone.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Each person needs to succeed 3 of them for it to be in perfect working order. Every fail after that makes the final divide more fragile.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's not a combat thing, so you'll roll really high.
Yeah, but it's an important thing, so.
We will start with Amadeus.
So no pressure then.
Please make me a calligraphy tools check using your spellcasting modifier.
Wait, hold on 1 second. It's not a saving throw.
No, this is just charisma plus your proficiency bonus.
So it's basically a charisma saving throw.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's actually decent. Can I use guidance?
Yes, this is a skill check. You are looking for DC 15. I will also note, failures will increase the DC of subsequent checks.
Yeah, so interesting.
From all of us?
Just the ones you're doing.
Okay.
So a D4 as well.
22.
22. That succeeds. Your mark, what does your mark add bonuses to?
Mark of warding, which is investigation or using thieves' tools.
Oh. Thieves' tools? Okay.
Yeah, so that's my first check.
Yep. It is continue to be DC 15 until you fail.
Can I just repeatedly spam myself with guidance? I figured I would at least ask.
Yeah. However, you will not be able to give the others guidance.
Oh, fair enough, because I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not anywhere near them. 19, so success. Mm-hmm. 25, so success.
You have succeeded 3 out of 5. The extra successes you get will go to the pool of total successes. Out of the 15, there needs to be a total of 9 successes.
Okay, so 2 more. That was a 17 on the dice.
Yeah, that's the success.
Success and success.
Cool. Wow, nice.
All of the lenses are A, perfectly enchanted, and you have also found the plot hole within the book and have opened it to the right page and basically set up the frame that will sit in.
Amadeus is a sweaty mess because while it's not physical work, it's still intense work.
So this is what you will have been doing for the past 4 days.
Whoa.
See ya.
Yeah, it is a slow process because not only do you have to etch every pane of glass, you then have to go over it a second time and then inlay it with basically magic ink.
Magic ink and presumably like precious metals because...
Yeah.
Or like gem dust or whatever because having read a lot of spells, there seems to be a lot of like precious metals and gems. And
yeah, it is a process. But each of these lenses of amplification have been successfully enchanted. Any sort of fire or radiant spell damage that passes through them is doubled. And there is a total of 5 of them.
Nice.
And this is double the doubling. So this is to the power of 5. No, sorry, power of 6.
That is almost done.
Nice work.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Good job.
Now, good luck.
Thank you.
Match that.
Yeah, match
it. One.
Stop.
Tanwind, you're next.
Oh, God.
What am I doing?
Well, okay, I will actually get Magnus and Tanwind to discuss
on
this.
I told you Amadeus was doing the heavy
lifting. No, he's not. He's a little too busy chiseling things.
So, Tanwind, you will be making smithing tools checks.
Fantastic.
To help forge all of the bits that they need outside of the basic frame and the lenses.
Absolutely.
And Magnus, you will be making athletics checks to basically put them in place and hold them in place well enough while the arcane technicians basically fuse them all together.
Okay.
So just a straight D20 plus my proficiency bonus, which is a +3.
Plus your strength modifier.
Plus my strength modifier. Okay, phew. Yeah.
There is always a stat added to tool proficiency checks.
Okay, so that is going to be a +7.
Okay, DC 15.
DC 15. Okay, here we go. First roll. That's a 14.
Okay. You failed by 1. The DC increases to 16.
Far out. Not the first roll. Come on. Roll a 9.
That's a 3 on the die.
That's a 10.
The DC is now 17.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Roll a 10. Come on, roll a damn 10. It's half, over half. Oh, hey! That's a 13.
Success.
So +7, 20.
The first two, basically, the first couple of lots of stuff that you work on don't get tempered properly.
Oh, I've never worked with this kind of metal before. I don't know why they've got me up here doing this.
You are working with a alloy of mithril and adamantine.
Oh, this is high work for someone who's mostly used to making rakes and horseshoes.
You are being guided through it, which is why you're allowed to make the checks.
I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. I'm not used to carving magical runes into things, and I did fine.
Okay.
But yeah, after a couple of days of failing to temper the metal properly and basically making just piles of slag, you finally manage to get a few bits properly made. You have two more checks to make.
I do. Are they also at 17?
They are both at 17. Every check that you fail means less armor on this device, which lowers its hardness.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. All I have to do is make sure it doesn't get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just tank all the damage. Oh, no! That's a fail.
Okay.
And DC is 18.
Yes.
I don't know why people keep making me roll dice in the dice rolling game. Oi!
That's a failure.
That's a failure. I rolled a 10. That's 17. Damn it.
Okay, there have been 6 successes out of 10 so far. You need 3 more successes for it to be in maybe not perfect working order, but functional enough.
Well, it's all on you, Magnus.
Yeah, the hardness of this device has decreased from 15 to 5. As for those listening and the players who don't know what hardness is an object's ability to absorb damage. You have to deal 5 or more damage to this thing for it to take damage. Magnus, you'll be making athletics checks. Again, DC 15, increasing by 1 for every failure. Every failure above the 2, so if you fail 3 times and 4 times, possibly even 5 times, you'll be lowering the HP of this device.
And Magnus is holding pieces together?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming Magnus can't just spam rage hold because it's over 4 days.
Yeah, no.
Roll good, not bad, Magnus. Good, not bad.
Roll good, not bad.
So Magnus grabs.
Do you have access to the enhance ability spell?
No.
Okay.
I can enlarge myself for 3 minutes a day, but could also rage myself for 4 minutes a day.
Between those, I think I will allow you to give yourself advantage on 2 of the checks.
Okay. I will save those for the last 2.
Fair enough.
I also do have mending as a cantrip.
And so do I.
Yeah.
I'm not
there. I imagine there's like a small crack and one of the technicians goes up to fix it and then the barbarian's just like, no, I got it.
They're like, oh.
Okay, first roll, I don't know, part of the frame and Magnus is holding on 2 ropes, straining to hold them together. That is only 25.
Just the Goliath working the winch is just watching this human who is 2 feet shorter than him and probably a good 100-150 pounds lighter than him just do something that a lot of Goliaths would be normally roles that they would bring the Goliath in for.
Yeah. Second part, holding the tube stable.
That where all the lenses get slotted into.
That's 23.
That succeeds. The technicians are very grateful to have you around because you are making their job far easier. It would be 4 or 5 technicians doing your one job otherwise.
Next one, it's holding a wheel down or something. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, holding one of the bits that allows it to turn around.
Yeah, it's 24.
Hot damn.
Well, yeah, these guys haven't
rolled under 16.
These guys are killing it, and meanwhile, poor Tamlin's
just like crying in the workshop.
Crying and making slag. She's like, I can't.
Okay, if you succeed on these last 2, I will bump the different DC. You can either leave it where it is and not increase the HP, or you can go for a higher DC and get plus 10 HP per success, but you won't lose anything for failing because you've already gotten your 3 successes.
So I can higher difficulty to increase HP or...
Just leave it.
Just leave it. No, we'll go higher. This is the advantage ones.
Yeah, you're looking for 25.
Oh, okay, that's difficult. Mm.
Probably I will say this, there will be a slight penalty. If you roll under 15 total, there will be a slight reduction to the HP.
Okay, well, that's a 19, so that's a total of 26.
Okay.
For the first one.
So that brings the device's HP from 65 to 75.
Hell yeah. And hopefully we continue this extremely hot rolling streak. No, that is 30.
Bringing it down to 70.
Yep, so still. Plus 5 HP.
Okay.
We take this.
Yeah.
We take that.
Okay. The device is now made and is basically this 5 meter tall, 6 meter long giant laser turret.
Yeah, it's basically like a Skaven device.
Yeah, honestly, with it being slam-shotted together, yeah.
So when are we test firing?
No.
We're not. We are, you see, four of the arcane technicians are now standing around it, their staffs slammed into these ports, charging it. It will take a few hours for us to get it ready to be fired.
Well, to quote Tenwin, the sun is a deadly laser.
The sun is a deadly laser.
The sun is a deadly laser.
Well, it will be once we're done with it.
Fantastic.
Indeed. Well, while you guys are doing that, I'm sweaty and could do with a bath and food.
Aye.
Because I haven't had these two around to remind me to eat regularly.
Well, it is the evening of the fourth day of work. Get rest by about midday tomorrow. It should be fully ready for us to fire.
Oh boy!
It has right. Hoping that nothing goes wrong. Touch wood, knock wood, whatever you want to do.
You know, yeah.
Who's protecting the laser when we're gone?
There's like a few Vanguard recruits who have...
And I'm assuming there's a couple of Durnia who have reported back in at this point.
Yeah, skeleton crew is putting it lightly. There is the support staff, and that's about it.
And support staff, and probably the new recruits that were in the middle of training when the things hit the fan.
Yeah.
I put the green horns up protecting the laser. That'll do.
Hey, we were the greenhorns when we went into our first...
Well, speak for yourself.
Hey, Magnus wasn't a greenhorn.
Tanwin was the greenhorn.
Oh, yeah.
Correction. That was not Tanwin's first mission.
His first
that
mission
was,
as leader.
Yeah, that was her trial as a leader.
Yeah. And it went super well.
Oh, no, it went great.
They were just like, sure, if push comes to shove, Tanwin can lead missions.
Hey, I don't like doing it, though.
Immediately afterwards, Amadeus, you're the semi-responsible one, you're in charge.
Yep.
He's the one who likes writing paperwork.
But yeah, is there anything else you guys would like to do, basically getting for this evening / long rest?
Getting a +3 battle axe.
That's not possible. They don't have those in the armory.
Rip.
Oh, rip.
Quite frankly, don't have anything better than what you are currently equipped with.
Yeah. I forget as much. So that's every shot you don't take.
I'm guessing they've had to give back their fancy mithril armor. And
oh, yes.
You're both wearing your...
got my sick armor on.
Yeah.
I saw.
My world-saving half plate.
Yes.
And Tanwin has her horribly engraved armor as well.
The ones that I engraved.
I will also make note. Tanwin, you've attuned to the Demon Blade, correct?
Yes.
You go to hell.
Every time you produced slag, you felt something laugh at you.
She had performance anxiety.
Oh my goodness, wait. Maybe Tanwin was getting tormented, the torment demon residing in the blade.
Let's say that was what it was.
Quite probably. The first time you found,
No!
And that just threw you off for the rest of the time.
It did.
Do we have any saving the world budget?
No.
Right. I think we already got our saving the world.
Yeah.
That was our pay raise.
Is
there a common supply of potions?
Yeah, I would say there's a pretty good supply of potions. You've noticed that they aren't just given out willy-nilly, but you've noticed all of the recruits are carrying 3 of them on their belt, which is an unusual thing.
Gonna go to the quartermaster and be like, so little light on the old poshy posh.
He just stares blankly at you.
What?
He's asking to buy some potions.
What's our requisition budget for potions?
Here's a strong word, loan.
And can we have our quota, please?
Right. You each will get 3 regulars and a greater.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you notice on the desk of the quartermaster's workstation, there has been a order put in from Amethyst to have a box moved up to the top of the tower in case of an attack.
Cool.
Of
potions.
Potions. Just the basic lesser ones.
I have a question. Is this Tormentor's Blade, is it slashing or is it bludgeoning?
It is slashing. Did I put bludgeoning damage?
No, you didn't put any damage. You said the additional...
It doesn't do damage.
You didn't say type of damage.
It's a longsword. It does longsword damage.
Yeah, but it's just blunt, so I was like, I don't know.
The type of blade that it is based off of is, at least aesthetically, is a German executioner's blade, which are sharp.
Okay.
They're designed to chop people's heads off.
Right, they're just blunt on the end.
Yeah.
They're not for poking.
They're not for stabbing people, therefore...
Unless you're very determined.
But yes.
We eat... I bathe and occasionally even eat.
Mm-hmm. You eat, you bathe, you eat again.
I would probably spend some time just cleaning my armor, you know, getting back in tune with all of my bits and pieces, mm-hmm. all of the, you know, maybe organizing my bag of holding, mm-hmm. maybe practicing with the Tormentor's Blade, going out into the yep. training yard and just practicing with it, making sure I know what the heft is.
Yeah, it's a bit heavier than
how bad the curse is.
Yeah, how bad the curse is.
So far, the curse has just been, it laughs at you whenever you fail. But yeah, you'll find out about what happens there.
Magnus yeah. is just going to chill at the top of the tower with the cannon, regaling the technicians with tales of heroes past while checking out the stars.
You are honestly getting ignored from the most part because all of the technicians are concentrating on channeling their power into the cannon. But yes.
The Goliath's having a great time.
Basically filing with any last reports. I'm being very boring compared to these two.
Yeah.
Filing my last reports, writing in my book, just filling in.
You do write in the book.
Basically filling in my patron with what we discovered at Fenris's old stomping grounds, about the Ocon Hope, about the giant laser.
Yeah.
Basically, if it all goes to pot tomorrow, at least somebody knows what happened. I don't know how much he can do, but he might have other agents who could do something.
Mm-hmm. Basically, all you get back from your patron is there are contingencies.
So I ask for it. I don't know if this is stupid or not, but it's something.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I still hate you, by the way, but you know, it's not been entirely annoying.
I'm glad to hear it.
You know, just ask properly next time instead of just fobbing a book onto an idiot.
But it's so much fun.
And that's why I hate you. Because I understand.
Right. You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradon. Speaking of Hope.
How is she?
Recovering. Do any of you go in and check on her?
I think so. I think maybe we go after dinner or something.
Mm. Yeah, you can grab Magnus off the tower.
Yeah.
Okay, stop annoying them for 5 minutes, Magnus. We're going to go pop in and see how Hope's doing.
Maybe you can tell Hope a story.
Yeah. Tell her about that mouse that you keep going on about.
You guys arrive in the infirmary. This poor divine woman has been for the past 4 days more or less covered head to toe in bandages.
Yeah.
Looking rather mummified. But from what the head doctor has said, the flesh that has been carved off of her is growing back, which is, you know, not a normal thing.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I helped kickstart the process.
Yeah.
So we haven't lost hope.
No.
There's still some hope left.
There's plenty of hope left by the looks of it, and she's healing nicely.
She just smiles at all of the puns. Well, I'm glad to see you all are in excellent spirits.
What else would we be in? Enter the world tomorrow? Nothing to do but laugh and be merry.
Usually I can't afford excellent spirits.
Yes, we are usually like this. We are an acquired taste.
Much like excellent spirits.
That gets a genuine chuckle out of her, which is very quickly followed by wincing.
So, well, glad to see
you. Is this what you mortals have to go through on the regular?
Specifically, or mortals in general?
I hope not.
Yes.
Well, us, yeah, we get banged up a lot. Mortals in general don't usually get involved in the...
I suddenly understand the mortals' desire to wear armor.
We get beat up so the common folk don't have to.
When Hope mentions armor, Magnus is absolutely going to flex in his insane kit.
Oh, wait.
Did I write down the description of
have
that?
Have a look at this one. It's got a tiger on it.
Got like the cape.
You look like a peacock.
He is a peacock.
Hell yeah.
That's exactly
the most fearsome bird.
Mother would love you.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yes. So, Hope, how long were you stuck there?
A day, maybe.
A day?
Quite frankly, time is a bit hard to figure out when you're in a box underground.
Yeah. How'd he even find you?
Well,
wait, hold on. Why were you in a box underground?
Because I got captured and had my wings ripped off.
No,
and...
sorry, you mean the torture chamber. Yes. Sorry, I thought you were in a coffin or something for a while, and I was a little bit worried for you. No, back to the other question. How did he even catch you?
I got jumped. Typically, I'm roaming the world invisible, spreading hope, bringing peace.
Aye.
Doing my job.
Aye.
And, well, there's an eldritch entity of tyranny staring down at us.
Aye.
It's older than the Archons are, which is saying something, because we're,
pretty old, I'd imagine.
Outside the Great Divide, the oldest thing in this world.
Aye. This guy's not from this world.
No.
So, you know, his kind of...
The fact that he is covering the whole sky and...
Okay, well, I wasn't sure what kind of information you had because you'd just been tortured and then you've been lying here in bandages for 4 days.
From what I can figure out is it saw me and...
Sent some people to basically jump you and hear you. Yeah. Well, hopefully when this is all said and done, we've beaten the snot out of the Tokoth that has your stuff, and you can get back to doing that voodoo that you do so well.
It's pretty scary what happened to you. I don't know how archons work, so you'll have to forgive me some questions. Do you have any kind of read on where your wings are?
Kind of. I have a vague idea of where they are, but I think partially it feels like I'm staring into a fog when I'm trying to find where they are.
If we survive this, you have my word and our word that we will come with you and we will help hunt them down.
We'll see, I guess.
I hate to call them items, but they are items of divine power.
And he's been playing with that kind of thing for a while now, so we'll see, I guess. If he brings them with him, he brings them with him. If he don't, then we'll just have to beat the information out of him with some very pointy sticks, because we have access to very pointy sticks, as you can see, gesturing to my two friends.
I love how Amadeus is like, we're going to beat them up, and then he's like, you two do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, we're going to beat the bad guys. Go do it.
Well, I do very much wish for your success and everything, and...
Well, you wouldn't be the Archon of Hope if you didn't.
Hope's my name. I'm the Archon of Peace.
Oh, peace be with you.
What, that peace there, that peace there.
What is peace? I'm unfamiliar.
Hopefully what comes to follow all of these events. If not, I'm fairly certain my brother is already having a field day.
Mr. War, right?
No,
Chaos.
He's...
One can say that chaos reigns.
Look... Generally speaking, peace is the absence of violence and chaos, simplistically. But it's, as I'm sure peace can tell you, a tad more complicated than that.
You mortals have... It is so very hard to do my job.
I know. We're petty and small-minded and driven by our desires, but at the end of the day, I think the thing that most people want most of all is a calm sunset and a peaceful meal with the people that they love. And I think that the more that we can give that to the common folk, the better the whole world will be.
That's a good way of looking at things.
We're probably taking up more of your time than is probably correct.
Yeah,
Since losing
my wings and a great deal of my divine power, tiredness is a thing that I have been experiencing that I am now far more grateful that I didn't used to have to deal with it.
Please sleep well. We'll take care of all the rest.
Yes.
It's good to see you up and about as much as you are.
Like the ancient hero, Arnold, will be back.
Oh, no.
Bad joke.
Well, I could tell you the tale of Arnold.
Tell us on the way.
Magnus could tell you a bedtime story if you wished. To help you fall asleep.
Good. I'm okay.
She's already off. All right, we'd better leave. Come on, lads. Let her rest.
And we will jump forward to the next morning. As you all awaken or depart your rooms, there is a very tense feeling in the air, like a great amount of anticipation for something to happen.
Ah. So present tense.
Thanks. You guys have the day of yourselves after being worked to the bone and not needed to charge the cannon. And you probably separately or potentially together in your wanderings ended up in the dragon nests, or at least walking past them. And, I mean, the only dragons that are left are the five wives of Artifora.
Artifora's a little busy, and his kids are all working off a sentence.
There is a strange energy coming from them. Two of them are looking each in which way. Another one is in their humanoid form, just pacing around. And it's like they are waiting for something to happen, trying to anticipate it, trying to see it happen before it does.
I'd say let's give them some oracular eyes and let them find out, but we've kind of...
all of those are set up in a
laser cannon upstairs.
The laser cannon full on has arcane display that is projecting through all of the oracular eyes to show the target, which really just looks like a giant orange eye, because shoot for the giant orange target in the sky.
Yeah.
Do I get the feeling that these dragons would like a bit of a distraction?
No.
Okay, then I probably won't disturb them.
You speak Draconic, correct?
Yeah.
You do hear on the edge of your hearing, just hear one of them muttering, "Something's close, I can feel it, and I hate it. I don't know why I hate it so much. It's close. I'm tearing it apart and I find it. Where is it?"
You're right there, Tanwyn. You look a little distracted.
Aye, just doing a bit of light eavesdropping. I don't think we've got much time left before Kavort makes landfall, to be honest. Or... You know, seeing how on edge the dragons are, there might be a certain birdman around somewhere, fair and all.
That's, yeah. To be fair, either option is not pleasant.
Would you like to give me a perception check to see how things are going with your two gods and their conflict against hands?
Absolutely. All of us?
Yeah, sure. Oh,
okay. Megan will see something.
Yeah, four.
Four, Tanwind.
14.
Does anybody have a plus to their perception?
28.
Yes.
I also get the D4.
Yes.
So Magnus probably reads this the best, partially because you could see the best and partially because all the experience of the heroes and living through their stories,
you've
learned to pick this sort of stuff out.
Magnus is looking up, that's a story in the making.
Tanwin's a bit nearsighted.
And Amadeus is not entirely sure what to make of it.
Whilst it is currently a stalemate, your gods are slowing.
Ooh.
I take it the three of you are just milling about together.
Yeah, we're just kind of doing the rounds. Yeah. I think that it's not just the dragon wives that are nervous and pacing. It's also us. We're kind of roaming around the tower, not really sure what to do. We don't really want to go to sleep yet.
As much as we're chaos incarnate at times, we're used to being busy. Because prior to this, it's always been, you know, go off, do mission, come back, give report.
Go off, do mission.
We've been kept busy.
Yeah.
And suddenly we're not, and I'm not sure any of us really know how to process not being busy.
Yeah. And as you're crossing the courtyard close to where the infirmary is, you suddenly feel the weight of somebody just kind of lean on you as Hope stumbles out of the infirmary and bowls into the three of you.
Oh, hey. You should be lying down. Let's get you back into your bed. What's going on?
I feel them. They're close.
Okay.
The wings.
They're coming.
Oh! Okay.
Oh, it's Bestie.
Let's really get you inside the infirmary where it's safe.
Aye.
And I half shove, half carry her back into the infirmary. And I'm assuming the doctor's there.
Yeah.
Walk down now!
It's like, you're not so... All right.
Her wings are coming.
Sit back down.
Oh.
Rest. We'll take care of it.
Just, if this place has a lockdown protocol...
Yes.
Let's get out of here.
Wait. And just as she uses the last of her energy that she has after having used it all to lift herself and walk out and try and find the three of you, the three of you will get an inspiration.
Ooh.
And as that divine energy of hope and peace gets sent your way, a warning horn blares once, which is something's coming, twice, be on alert, thrice, danger, four times. There is no protocol for four times.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm assuming we have lookout operators facing in different directions. Mm-hmm. Can we tell which way this warning blare came from?
Yes, they're coming from the northwest.
All right, we'll go towards the northwest.
As you start heading that way, Amethyst is already heading that way, intercepts you and like points at the three of you and points up at the laser.
All right, all of us, let's go.
Laser time.
You'd better hope the elevator's working.
Oh, yeah.
I take it you're not going to bother fluffing around and get onto the elevator.
Yeah.
The Goliath that's up there is one of the watchmen, and he hears the horns, looks down, sees the three of you hop on the elevator, and faster than you have ever experienced, the elevator just ascends rapidly.
Tanwin is immediately on her hands and knees, like, because she is, after all, quite scared of heights.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is going up the outside of the building.
Yes.
She's on her hands and knees like, okay, we're done.
Yeah. What usually is a few minute ride, 30 seconds. Tops, maybe even 20.
As we reach the top with a jolt, we all go, whoop.
Yep.
All right.
And from the top of the tower, under the orange glow of Kavort's eye, flocks of winged beings are flying towards the hold.
Oof.
Having been informed by their ever-watchful god of something that needs to be rid of.
Oh, boy.
I hate flying things.
The leader of which is this blue, red, and gold-feathered humanoid bird, looking much larger than he did the last time you saw him, as Henris flies with four wings, an extra pair of white wings attached below the two that he had before.
Oh, boy.
And as they approach, there is five roars heard as the dragons are suddenly aware of Henris.
And he is an enemy of all dragons.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes, and the obsessive compulsion to rid the world of this being overtakes the wives of a god.
The kick butt and the wives of a
god. Get him, get him.
And this is where we will roll initiative.
Aye. All right, gang. Don't forget, we have got charisma bonus, which is a plus 4 to your initiative.
Excellent.
Oh, and I get my advantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do any of you beat a 30?
No.
No.
Give me, so plus 4 from you, was it? Plus 4?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he rolled a 19 plus 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I can only give you guys a plus 4. I rolled a 17.
Okay.
Yeah. Magnus only got 17 as well.
I got 26.
So, hey.
So the enemies are going first.
Okay.
Not that that means much right this second, as what happens is three of the faster flying harpies land on the tower. Then now, I will say, you're aware of what a harpy is. They are a natural born, semi-monstrous creature that is intelligent. These look nothing like the normal harpies that you're aware of. These look like civilians.
Oh.
With patchy, feathery growths and the odd scale, and their hands turn to claws with patches of scale.
They look like the people we saw at
Caston's Rise.
At Caston's Rise.
Yummy.
But there's far more than what could possibly be at Caston's Rise. Noses are starting to turn into the upper halves of beaks. They all have kind of really sad, feathery, they look like they have, after a bird has molted heavily. And yeah, three of the faster ones land on the tower, and one of them, who managed to get himself a spear before he was called off to the assault, is going to throw it at one of the eight. All eight of the technicians are here, having been tapping in and tapping out, throws it at one of the technicians on, currently actively charging the laser. That will hit one of the arcane technicians.
How far does your effect go, Magnus?
Mine is
only 5 feet.
For,
you know, blocking attacks.
I can't block attacks anymore.
Oh, shoot, I forgot. Yeah.
I think one of my rage options gives me
that,
but I am not raging at the moment.
No.
Yes. If somebody would like to keep track of our eight dare technicians,
okay,
one of them just took 6 points of damage.
You're sick.
Number one.
Two. Was that a saving throw?
No, it was a spear being thrown at him.
Okay.
It was a spearing throw.
Being thrown, so now it is...
Yeah,
disarmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That said, they still have claws.
Yeah.
Full of parrot or bird of prey, like talons. And all of the harpies, even from several feet away, you can see the glowing orange eyes that they all have.
So it was 6 points of damage, right?
6 points of damage.
I'm going to designate him as Technician 1.
Mm-hmm.
Has taken damage.
Yes.
Just,
okay.
I have numbered them 1 through 8, so...
It is now moving on to your side's turn.
Right.
At the start of your guys' turn, the four technicians that are currently charging add 4 to the charge of the device. 30 points remaining until this thing is fully charged and ready to fire.
Is that,
is after the charge.
Okay, so 30. Cool.
And we're currently on 4?
Far more than 4.
Okay.
But that's 30 is after the dump the 4 in.
30 is what remains. If I were to put it numerically.
Oh, we need 30. We need 30 more.
Yeah. If I were to put how much charge was needed, thousands.
Yeah. So we need 30 more.
Yeah, it is so very nearly charged.
Happy to keep track of that while we... Mm-hmm. Now, is one of the ones charging? Or...
Yeah, one is one of the ones charging. So
cool.
1 through 4 are charging. 5 through 8 are all readying...
Their action to step up and charge.
Yeah, or actually, they're all ready to shoot at the things because the spear hit him, but it more like nicked his thigh.
Did more than nick his thigh. Nearly half dead.
Yeah.
Major artery. So it's just like, bleh, split. Just the pumping spurt of an artery being hit. It is now all of your turns. There would be the watchman first, who will run up and make a attack against one of the harpies.
Okay.
Can I get somebody to roll me a d20 and add 7?
17.
That will hit the harpies. D10 plus 4, as he uses his warhammer in two hands and tries to bludgeon these.
Plus 4?
Yeah.
9.
Cool. And now we'll get to your guys' turn. Just take care of the NPCs very quickly.
Okay. Would you two like to go first?
So if we're going to do the NPCs first, we've got, 5 guys?
4 technicians can make shots.
So, I'm happy to do 2 if you guys want to take one each.
Yep.
Okay. What are we rolling?
It is... I'm going to assume that they're going to use the arcane blast.
Yes.
So that's roll plus 6 to hit, and it's
Eldritch Blast.
Basic D12 force damage.
Yeah.
That is a 15.
15 hits Harpy.
Unfortunately, I only rolled a 1 for the damage.
You're going to hit the one that's already been hit? How are you doing this? Hit the uninjured ones or...
I think the one that's already been hit, yeah.
Cool.
I think it's kind of like a blast.
More like they point their staffs at them. And
right.
Just...
Yeah, my guy was freaking out. That's 11. That's not going to hit.
Yeah, just wide shot.
That's a natural 1 and a natural 3 on the die, so cool. They also go wide.
Yeah, it's very obvious that they are not trained for combat, and they are
support staff.
Yeah, they have the one defense ability, but that's about it.
So
keep your hearts strong, lads. We'll defeat them together.
So now it's you two are welcome to go first.
So harpies have landed?
Mm-hmm.
Three harpies have landed.
Okay, I'm going to go up and ruin one of the days.
Cool.
Absolutely.
You raging first or just going at this raw?
I think I will rage first,
mm-hmm.
and I will choose to rage using the Story of the Eternal Vanguard.
Mm-hmm. Seems fitting.
What does the Story of the Eternal Vanguard do?
Resistance to all damage.
Ah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Magnus don't want to get any boo-boos.
That's fair.
And then I will swing away with my lovely little flail.
Go for it.
With advantage at this nerd. Oof, okay, that's a rare misstep. That is only 18.
That hits.
Okay, and second hit. Okay, that's definitely not great. That's only 14.
That also hits.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to point out an ability that you have had on your flail from day one and have yet to use. Once per long rest, you can cause the lightning damage to jump to another creature within 15 feet.
Yeah, I'll turn that on. Hasn't seemed fair before this.
Kazak!
That is absolutely pathetic damage for Magnus. That's only, wow, 7 total damage. 1 lightning damage that bounces.
Okay, so...
Second hit, 10 bludgeoning, 2 lightning damage.
Yeah, this is going towards the wounded one.
Yep.
So you just cave in this guy's skull.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Want to go next?
Oh, yeah, of course. I will move towards the one that got hit by the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanwyn is going to say something cool like, all evildoers shall perish beneath my blade.
It's time for Tanwyn to roll well.
Please go good, not bad. And she's going to bring the tormentor's blade down, trying to get from his neck all the way down to his head.
Cool. Go for it.
Please roll good and not bad.
Look, a 14 hit, Tanwyn.
Yeah! Ooh. That's an 18 plus 7. That is a hit.
That hits.
So I...
10,000 smites.
Yeah.
I would not recommend it.
8 slashing damage. 4 psychic damage.
Cool. A total of 12.
I would like to use my bonus action to force the creature to make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw, please.
Well, dog with a 5.
This creature is now under the effects of the Bane spell. Whenever a target that fails the... saving throw, makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, which is, I believe, 1 minute with concentration. The target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
Cool. You watch as 4 or 5 of these small purple heads that look very similar to the torment demon just appear and start circling around it, laughing at it.
If I have enough...
You do have a second attack.
I do. If I have enough movement left, I'd like to go to the third guy and try my luck there as well.
Go for it.
Okay.
I will note, you can only concentrate on one instance of
That's
it.
Okay.
Also, it uses your bonus action, so yeah, you can only...
It's done. But I'm trying to get both of them down a bit. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Roll good, not bad. Oh, that's a natural 20!
This
all of not... your bad luck has been building up to this.
Yes.
Catharsis!
Well then, do you want to roll another D4 and another D8?
I would love to roll another D4 and another D8.
Come on,
roll big. Big roll. Oh, not too bad. Okay, so that is 19 points of damage all up, and 5 of that is psychic damage.
Cool. This harpy went from full health to missing an arm and bleeding out. It's still alive.
I would like to add to it, to both of the melee, as I cast the favorite spells of warlocks the world over.
Yep.
Eldritch Blast.
Go for it.
13 and 21.
Both hit?
Oh!
Oh, boy.
AC is 13 on these things.
Oh,
So you're doing 1 at each?
Yeah, 1 at each.
Nice.
Because why not?
Yeah.
Because why not?
10 and 6.
Okay. So you just end the suffering of the one who's lost their arm.
Goodbye.
And then hit the other one in the chest, break pretty well all of their ribs. They are still standing somehow, wheezing blood pouring out of their mouths.
Kill steel!
I set them up, you take them down.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to do?
You got any kind of bonus action, get another hit in?
No, the only bonus action spell I have is Misty Step. And that's not useful right now.
No.
You do have a reactive
Hellish Rebuke.
Yeah, yes. So if you get hurt.
But that requires I take pain.
That's true.
Okay, at the start of the enemy's turn, I'm going to need one person to roll 2d6.
Six total.
Six harpies arrive.
Ah! Son of a Frenchman. Caca!
Good job rolling pretty bad.
Rolled a 5 and a 1.
Good job rolling perfectly average.
Yeah.
Okay. Three of them have spears and are going to attempt to skewer your technicians. I believe the technicians have an AC of 12.
Yes.
It says 21 on my sheet.
Sure it does.
Yeah. Oh, don't hit our nerd.
Well, a 8 and an 11 will not hit.
Phew.
But a 21 will.
Oh, no.
Are they firing at this already injured one? Or?
The one that hits will be hitting Technician 3.
Okay, cool.
For a grand total of 5 damage. Minimum damage.
Cool, sweet. Thank you for giving me numbers, because that helps me a lot.
Then the dying one is going to attempt to claw Magnus. Reckless attacked, right?
Yeah, give him double advantage.
I do not believe a 16 will hit you.
No, not with my beautiful new armor.
No.
Ching.
Ching.
The other three, however, are all going to jump the watch.
Who watches the watchman?
Oof. Us.
He might not be around for much longer, as all three hit and 2 are crits. So the watchman has a total of 30 HP, and I want people to keep that in mind as I calculate this out. So 10 on the non-crit.
Okay, he's 10 to 28.
Then on the first crit, 14 and 17. So yeah, you watch as 3 harpies descend on this Goliath fellow who has been helping you out for the past few days.
No!
No!
Just use their combined weight to knock him over and just viciously gut him, entrails. And
oh my god, not Jack Jack!
Oh, getting Jack Jack!
Pulled out. One of them full on rips off an arm and starts gnawing on it. It is like watching starved and feral animals find food.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And then we have Henris.
Oh my
god.
Who will, in a brief moment of distraction, will send 4 Eldritch Blasts your way.
Oh, he's a warlock.
Yes.
Damn. Whose way?
That's what I'm about to figure out. I am going to need even or odds 4 times. So do you want evens or odds?
What, me or these guys?
You as a group. The one that you don't pick are aimed. So if you say evens, even rolls are at the party, then odd rolls are at your technicians.
Okay, so we want rolls aimed, really. Let's go evens for the first one.
Yeah, evens.
That is at a technician.
Damn.
Second roll, do you want even or odd?
Evens again.
Shall we just say evens throughout?
Evens throughout, do it.
Okay, so first at a technician, second at a technician. Third will be at one of you.
Okay.
1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6. At Magnus. And then the last one will be at a technician.
Oh my god, oops.
He looks down and just throws out 4 of these orange bolts of energy. I will first...
guess who his patron is.
Mm.
Yeah. I will first resolve the blast at Magnus.
Good luck.
Hold on, let me just... Does a 24 hit Magnus?
It does.
Oof.
Does it hurt Magnus?
10 half to 5 points of force damage.
Eat that for breakfast.
Now, he has a plus 11 to hit and has range to, you know, shoot from where he is. He took Eldritch Spear. So he will only miss on a nat 1 against the...
Little dudes.
Technicians. Well, one of them does miss. He is hitting Technician 2 and Technician 4.
Okay, cool.
Technician 2 takes 9 points of force damage, just the impact breaking his collarbone. And then Technician 4 has his head blown off.
Oh.
As he just took 15 points of damage.
Oh. Yeah.
So, is it our turn?
Yes. At the start of your turn, Technician 5 will take Technician 4's place.
Okay.
Okay.
And you will gain 4 more charge towards completion.
Okay.
So we need 26 more.
26 more.
Cool.
The 3 remaining technicians that aren't on
charge
duty will make attacks against the harpies.
Okay.
All right. So plus 6.
So we're rolling plus 6.
So you need to get 7 or higher on the d20s for them.
Hey, that's a hit.
Yeah.
And d12 damage.
D12 damage.
D12 damage.
Oh, 19.
8 damage.
I will need a d12.
So the one that was injured dies.
Yes.
Oof, 11.
Nice.
11 damage.
Hits out of 16 on the die for 4 points of damage.
Cool, and they pick the same target, and it gets both of its wings broken by the arcane blasts.
Nice.
It can't fly.
It's still up, though?
It's still up.
But we could possibly just kick it off.
You possibly could.
You don't have push for your Eldritch Blast, do you?
No, I don't.
Push is a good one.
The only offensive one I have is the one that lets me add charisma to my damage.
Mm. I always really like pull, because you can pull them closer and then you can fist fight them. Which was quite fun.
I'm not the fist fighter
type. Which was quite fun for me.
I will note that I forgot that his Eldritch Blasts do have pull on them. I will not count it for the round just gone, because that's my bad. But for future rounds, he will be pulling you towards him. Oh. In the air.
Oops, I'm Yummy. Sorry. I didn't mean to remind our DM about pull. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, well.
How many harpies do we currently have on deck?
There are currently six. One of them is bloodied.
Okay, so we've got six on deck. And how far out is Henrys?
Henrys is 200 feet in the air, currently dueling five dragons.
Right, okay.
Just late throwing out a lazy Eldritch Blast every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If you guys want, you can give me a free perception check to see how that fight is going each round.
Okay, let's do it.
That's pathetic.
As I've previously said, Tanwyn is nearsighted.
She needs glasses.
She's seeing a lot of blurs out there.
Seven, so I'm not seeing anything.
That's only 21 from Magnus.
Despite fighting five dragons, he's looking pretty good. One of the dragons, though, isn't.
Oh, dear.
No. Any of the harpies next to any dudes?
Next to any of the technicians?
Yeah.
No, okay. Not yet. The three with spears threw their spears and then landed on the edge.
Yeah.
And then the other three have swarmed your poor watchman, whose name you never learned.
It's Jack to Jack.
Yeah, Jack to Jack.
Magnus is going to put himself in between the harpies and the technicians. Maybe the four harpies that just killed Jack to Jack and the nearest technician.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be like, "It is okay, nerd man. I will protect you."
They can be as close or as far as you want them to be within 20, 30 feet.
Throne starts at 30 though, right?
I can throw things at them. I was just wondering if I could whip them.
Ah!
I mean, if you want to be close enough that you can whip them and then still be blocking their path, that is doable.
I more just want to be able to reaction attack if they get into melee range with the...
Oh, yeah, then yeah, you can do that. Then they'll be 20 feet away.
Whip it good.
Okay, so I can stand...
You can stand 10 feet away from it. I mean, I allow any...
So Magnus is going to say, "I'll protect you, nerd man," and then he's going to take out a freaking whip.
Uh-huh.
Put Hunter's Mark on one of the closest harpies that killed Jack.
Uh-huh.
And rage whip this nerd.
Sure.
Whippy whippy.
You're attacking the technician?
No,
the harpy.
Oh, okay.
You did say nerd man, and then you said you would attack
the
technician.
They're all nerds to me, okay?
Everybody's a nerd to a job like me!
20-something.
Yeah, that hits.
Second one is a crit.
Oh,
holy...
Okay.
Damn. 24 damage.
Plus... A d6.
Yes. So I'll do the crit first. That's 20 damage on one attack.
2d4 plus 2d6 plus your strength and rage.
I didn't even do the second d4. 22, because it's 6 from rage strength.
Uh-huh.
I got 10 on the 2d6.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a 4 and a 2 on the d4.
Damn, so 22.
22 whip damage. good.
Yeah, you full on just... This is a... I suppose rather than just a full on bull whip, this is one of those Indian metal whips.
It's a swamp whip.
Yeah.
You just kind of more or less got this harpy.
Yeah. And one more on a different one. That's still pretty damn good. That's 14 damage.
Sheesh.
Strength whip build.
Apparently.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.